Eagles can fly at altitudes of thousands of meters high, and they are equipped with eyes which help them see a wealth of details on the ground far below. An eagle's eye has a 300 degrees vision. When needed, it can enlarge an object 6 to 8 times larger than it first appeared. While flying at an altitude of 4,300 meters, they can scan an area some 30,000 hectares around them. From 1,500 meters up, they can notice the smallest movement or difference of color so as to locate their prey. The eagle owes this superior eyesight to the large number of light-sensitive cone cells present in the retina of the eyes. These cells gather up light and send the information to the brain. The number of cone cells in the human eye, by contrast, is much less than the eagle's. The difference between the two is what gives the eagle its keen eyesight. Using it, eagles can easily spot their prey. But it isn't the eagle that's behind the good eyesight. Rather, it is Allah who designed this perfect system. Allah reveals this truth in one of his verses. There is no creature he does not hold by the forelock. In this film, we've been able to show you just a bit of the overflowing signs of Allah. We've seen that when we look at every little detail present in the world, Allah makes us aware of His existence. Being aware of this fact and remembering it is our responsibility. Allah says, "It is Allah who created the 7 heavens and of the earth the same number, the command descending down through all of them so that you might know that Allah has power over all things and that Allah encompasses all things in His knowledge." Think about the things that are offered to you by Allah. You're living in a world that has been designed and formed especially for you. You didn't do anything to make your way to this world or its wondrous order. You made no contribution to any of these things. You only opened your eyes one day and found yourself in the midst of all these blessings. You can see, hear, and feel. But all this happened only because Allah willed to create you. In return, He only asked us to be grateful to Him, as He maintained in the Quran. Allah brought you out of your mother's wombs knowing nothing at all and gave you hearing, sight, and heart so that perhaps you would show thanks.